All right, everyone, welcome into episode 94 of Coffee and Chill. I'm Sleeves, joined by Stewie and Brent, as well as Benny in the background. We are going to break down the worst HUD event of all time, as well as a possible redemption that just dropped today, as well as some other stuff. We're going to talk about the newest patch that happened, and then to end it, we'll go through a couple thoughts on the GWC because the North American Finals. It's essentially the last weekend of Chell for the most part from the competitive side of things. And then the player base at the high end falls off, and all that you're left with are us addicted nerds. Us meaning me and probably Brent. Fellas, like we always do, we will talk a couple minutes about dad things. So, Stu, did you do anything fun this week with the kids or, any just dad-related issues?
Just dad stuff. Cleaned out the garage, power washed it, put down the mulch. Yeah.
The mulch.
Fertilized the yard.
Like the most dad weekend ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Mowed the lawn too, right?
Well, the mulch. Yeah, no, it's dead right now. So I put fertilizer down though. So yeah, just trying to get all the stuff done that I don't have to get done. You know, when it gets to be like 90 something degrees and disgustingly humid out. So yeah, I just did that this weekend and the kids playing outside. Yeah.
True or false? Mowing your lawn as an adult, like mowing your house's lawn, is the equivalent of making your bed when you're like a teenager. Like it just like your house could be a disaster, but as long as your lawn is nice, it just kind of makes everything better. Like at least that is a thing.
It's like an absolute kick to the nuts if you just look at your lawn and it just looks like garbage.
Like you're come home from work and it's like,
overgrown.
Yeah,
or a dead spot. Even worse, a dead spot in the summer. You're like, no.
You guys,
my bride and joy.
Do you guys mulch it or do you bag it?
I mulch, like the
mulch.
Yeah, I mulch.
I bag it. So
okay.
I like the. I don't know. I just like it looking nice and clean. I'm pretty anal about my yard. I got.
Oh, maybe, sorry. I'm gonna say I use mulch for my garden. And,
sorry. Do you bag it or do you just
bag? Dude. What are you nuts? Yeah. Like that? What's the point of mowing the lawn?
Some people shoot it all over the yard because they say that it helps, like, refeed the grass.
They lazy. That's all that is.
Yeah, that's my one neighbor. This is actually real quick. I'll tell this. My one neighbor is the funniest dude ever. Like, he was a former professional bowler, which is the weirdest thing. And because it's just like, what a random like thing. Like, I moved next door.
Who do you think you are? I am. That's him.
Yeah. No, he actually looks like the guy in Toy Story 2 that tries to steal Woody and
the guy works at the cluck
the toy guy that's who he looks like. And he actually, it's funny, I don't know why I'm telling him this, he like lost a bunch of weight, he's on that Ozempic, and he looks like a shell of himself now. It's like the funniest thing. So anyway, he just hates doing anything, right? And he's hilarious. He'll like tell you, he's like, Alexa, like open the door so the dog can go out, and it's just like everything is on like electronics. And dude, he goes, I thought he was kidding. Like our yards, like our backyards aren't like huge. Like I have one of the bigger ones in the neighborhood, but his isn't big at all. And he has like a landscaping wall. And he goes, yeah, I think I'm going to get AstroTurf. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Like your yard takes like 50 minutes. Dude, he literally takes out like a whole like loan and everything. He paid like 20 grand for it. I'm like, dude, you're nuts. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal to cut your grass like for 15 minutes a week. And yeah, he gets straight up AstroTurf in his entire backyard. And it's awful because we live in like a floodplain kind of, and it's like this much higher than my yard. So his water just like dumps into my yard. Like, this is great. Like, thanks. And our HOA did nothing about it. It's a whole thing. So he's a nice guy, but it's just like, man, he'll do anything to get out of like any kind of like work. It's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, I would judge somebody with fake grass. I'd be like, you lazy son of a bitch.
You know what I'm kind of jealous of is A, the dogs never get dirty. And then B,
you just like you hose it. My dad did it.
You can go out and like sit on it, and it's never like, oh, there's not any like there's not any mud or anything. Yeah. And there's not any, it's always just like, well, if you have dogs, I mean, they still have to clean up their dog crap.
My uncle owns a very big landscaping company in Canada, and my dad helped him one of the jobs he did. Like it was like a CFL practice field. My dad helped him with a job. And figured it out, and he like basically to pay him, he like let him just astroturf our backyard, and
no way,
yeah, and like with actual rubber pellets and everything, because a lot of people just do it, and they don't, he did the rubber pellets, and yeah, like so, like my parents' dog goes outside, you know, does its business and he hoses it. Like, but I'm with you, dude. Like, I don't know. I like the grass.
I like the real grass. Yeah.
Summer doesn't dig, thank God. Like, I thought, like, so because if you have a digger dog, it's tough. But Summer does not dig.
Well, since we're the dads that take care of your yard, Benny, is any of your chores ever at the house? You ever got to cut the grass or anything?
Oh, my dad has had a very bad knee injury and he refuses to rehab it for like the past 2 years. So every summer it has become my duty to do the job. And unfortunately, I like to inform that I mulch. So
okay, there you go.
Maybe it's me being a lazy sack of shit. I don't know what it is. Yeah, probably.
But at least you're doing it. At least you're doing it.
Like, at least you're doing something.
Can we? We need to discuss the fact that I went for a walk today, like I do every day, shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
This winter in Canada, every 4 years it happens, and it's like today it was 21 in Niagara.
It was zero for us here in BC right now.
Get wrecked. Yeah.
Minus 23 in Alberta right now.
That's Canada right there. That's it. I mean, to be honest, we're all roughly around the same like line. Like, you're not that much more north than me. But
it seems to be that like west and east like can have very, very like different winters.
Oh, next week.
Like, sometimes you guys will be getting destroyed in the summer too. It'd be like 40 degrees for you guys and it's like a mild 25 for us.
That's true. You get a much more year round temperature. But next winter, I guarantee you it'll be like a winter wall. Like we'll get absolutely hammered. But this winter it snowed like 4 times. Like where snow actually accumulated. It's been crazy. But again, this is like once every 4 years it happens. But nonetheless, thoroughly enjoying it. What's the thing that you, dude? I actually think, and I don't know if this is a dad thing or what, but okay. You know when it's like October and all professional sports are on, like the good ones. No offense, and it's like you know what I mean, like you got football's on, hockey's on, baseball playoffs, you know, and even if you like basketball too, it starts like, and then like all the sports games come out too. And it's like great, like that's usually like a great time of the year. Dude, give me, and it's not super hot because it's like fall, but dude, there's something about like 6:30, 7 p.m., sun's not down, it's still kind of bright out, it's nice. Crack a beer or a coffee if it's early in the morning, man. There's something about that feeling that just hits so different. I don't know if that, it's like legitimately my favorite time of the year, and I got like a glimpse of it because today was so warm. But I don't know if I'm just being weird, but I legitimately, it's my favorite time of the year.
I like this weather. It's the best weather for sure. Like nice and cool, no humidity, but has the sun makes you feel a little warm. So yeah, that's, I like that weather.
All right, let's get into it. All right, worst event ever. I think that not even being dramatic. Brent, you go first.
I mean, it's just the problem is like I've been crapping on the content team this entire year. I kind of like you know what I mean. It just like it sounds like a broken record, but you're right. This is actually the worst event they've ever come out with, mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not about the cards. It's about the economy. Like, how could they have released this and not have understood that it was completely out of sync with the cost versus every other event? It just doesn't make any sense to me that this got greenlighted.
I know. I've said this all year that new content team comes in and it's a lot of change for the sake of change because they want to put their own stamp on it or whatever it is. And I can appreciate doing things differently because it's the same thing. Like when you complain when they change gameplay or whatever every year, or they put a new feature and it's like, we all complain that we want the game to be different, that it sucks, that the current state, and then we complain when it's any different. Like when the revolving rivals came out for a lot of people, even though like that was awful. But like, that's just an example. The issue I have with content is that like in the current structure of how the game is coded and what they have available to them, it has been the same since NHL 15 or 6. When did events start? I didn't play Hut until NHL 19.
17 is when it kind of turned into like sets and all that.
Yeah. When NHL 17 launched, there has not been a fundamental tech change that allows them to do content that's in any sort of crazy different way than every 2 weeks, here's the event, collectibles or whatever. And we've got some quality of life improvements over the years. They got rid of like gold collectibles and carbon collectibles and the upgrade paths, like MSPs upgrading individually on the card, so there isn't 15 separate cards for every MSP. And then they made it even simpler this year by making it, instead of event collectibles every week, it's like, here are power-up collectibles. And it, now it's like, all cards that are MSPs and stuff just are, if they're upgradable, they use power-up collectibles, which was intended to make things simpler. Totally agree with that. They do not have the capacity within the tech available to them to drastically change an event and release content in an interesting way that is not just terrible. And it's not because their ideas are bad. It is simply because they don't have, like, there's no other way to release content in an interesting way that is in the game until something is made by the mode team, not the content team, that allows them a vehicle to release content differently. And they keep, it's like, I can't understand how we got upgradable cards in NHL 22, the under 22 event, which in my opinion is the best event of all time because it fundamentally changed how Master Set players work. There was 22 Master Set players. It was nuts. You got upgradable cards as Master Set players as opposed to, you know, because you could make the card at a low overall and casual players could slowly upgrade it over time, right, at their own pace. And like what we have now and what ended up happening was it was like we went backwards. Like the fact that we have – there was an 85. The MSPs come out at 85 and there's an 86, an 87, 87. Separate card. Like that's a quality of life thing that we got in NHL 22. And I don't – like it was, again, just the sake of being different. And I don't know how they went and said, this is good. This will go well.
Well, even if they were to like change it, if they were to make the costs like equivalent to like the progression right now of like what an MSP is like costing you for like last event, then I could see them be like, hey, here's an alternative. I would still hate it.
It's just but more I'd be like, stuff. Okay,
it'd be, yeah, it's like the simplicity approach is so much better for everybody. It's better for your competitive players, it's better for your casual guys. Because not even like think about the percentage of people that watch your videos. And I feel like I have to watch your videos in order to like understand the event. Like I don't really know what's going on. And I just basically wait, refresh YouTube around like 5 o'clock my time. I'm like, all right, come on, Sleeves, give me the video. Let me know what I need to do with this event. But this one, the fact that even you were like, I don't really understand what this, what they were thinking. I just basically immediately just disregarded it. I was like, okay, well, this event is, I didn't even look at the player overalls because like it costs you a million coins to make one
million.
Of these. I'm like,
someone made a script on Reddit and like it the mathematics involved because of the randomness to this event. And it was like 1.4 million is roughly the average price of an MSP. And it's like, where did we go wrong here? But more than that, the real issue is that the advantage of the upgradable path, and again, maybe they think that's boring and they want to freshen up an event, but you can't. That means you can't let us downgrade them. So that's a quality of life thing that is so advantageous to the content now, because if you upgrade it at your own pace, at least you're getting some of it back when you cash it in. And it's just like, dude, what a miss. It's like I think that Ultimate Team modes need people, maybe not in charge, but that they need someone on the staff that grinds the mode to like not like a content creator, but I mean like a play that has an understanding of what the player base will think, you know, for a majority. And I feel that's what's
missing. I don't know their team, right?
Yeah.
For sure. No. Like, I absolutely agree. There's like that. If they had a absolute hot grinder, it doesn't even have to be like a high division player. It could be like a mid division guy. It doesn't like you need someone that has played the game since since 17 and understands like what people want to see from a casual, from a competitive standpoint, like what gets people hyped up. Understanding that an event like this just doesn't work and it's just too much convoluted nonsense. Like even I wish like the collectibles that you got from rival squad battles were like all one collectible kind of thing. Like it all goes into one pool, or even with your hot champs ones, like, it all turns into like one pool of collectibles and just makes everything simple.
I hate collectibles.
If everything was one collectible, then it's okay because it's just currency.
Yeah.
It's one central currency. But like with the way it, like it's saying, oh, here's your rivals like, collectibles and your squad battles ones. Like I don't even check. Like, I don't even know. Does there, I guess everyone does untradeable anyways, but still.
Stu, do you do untradeable? Been,
Yeah, I do untradeable. Yeah.
Still, eh?
Yeah. With the MSPs, this might be a hot take. I wish they would do MSPs of guy like I wish there was like a rule like they couldn't do the same guy in like a 2 or 3 year stretch.
It used to be like that. Like not there wasn't like a hard rule, but it was like.
So for example, like I know we've had a Mark Stone. I could just go look at this stuff. I'm sure on Hot Builder, but I know we've had like a Mark Stone, Larry Murphy, Brad Richards. I think might be new.
I just don't like the icons.
Ryan Smith.
Ryan Smith has had one. I'm almost positive.
That Kane for sure had one. Like, here's the thing, too. Like McDavid, Dreisaitl, like, all these elite dudes, just, like, in my opinion, should never get MSPs. And the only reason why I say that is because they're either, A, going to get Team of the Year or Team of the Season, or they're just going to get constant upgrades for being
That's kind players. Of how it is, like, to a little and, bit.
Like, for example, like, I'm just going to use this one because it's, like, I'm, like, going to say, get rid of Mark Stone, right? Give me an Ivan Barbashev MSP, something out of the box. Mm-hmm. Like he won a cup because, or they like part of the reason why they won the cup is because they traded for Barbashev, and like, and that would be like cool. There will never be an Ivan Barbashev MSP probably again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. New York Islanders. Who's
Doug
a trade? Yeah, Dougie Waite. Like, he's not in the game, but
oh, he's not. I could have sworn there was a Doug Waite in the game.
Like, even like the Rangers. Over the years, they've had so many
Brad
trades.
Richards.
Well, no, but like they've had so many trades over the years at the deadline. I mean, but it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's just so like boring, you know, like
this just goes back to like it's been the same thing since NHL 17 that like MSPs, like I think, God, I hate the MLB thing. I just wish it wasn't like that, but like I like what they're doing with the seasonal thing. I think we're going to see that in all Ultimate Team modes. So the every 3 months, the content resets to like the overalls go from 99 to 91 at the start, and they gradually build up in a 3 month span as opposed to a full year. But they're doing something called Team Affinity where it's like 30 cards on the current roster three times in a 3 month span. So every month you get this content drop where it's like a player that is very good in game and usable for each team. Because, dude, this format is 8 cards every 2 weeks, right? Like 8 cards every 2 weeks. And how much, like, the Sharks have two, they don't have a usable card. And they're not good. Like, bad example. But even you know what I mean? Like, if you were a Sharks fan, I'm trying to think of a better, the Blackhawks. If you're a Blackhawks fan, good luck. You know? And
it's like, I'm looking at the player items now. Adam Larson, Devils, he never was traded on the deadline.
No. Oh, that's specifically for the it's just been traded. Yeah, because if you the Hall thing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I knows how much I care about getting the Hall.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, you don't care about the Hall.
Yeah, because like I already have my lefty set. I got McDavid. He's not better than him. He's not better than Rick Nash because of the size. I would rather have Svechnikov because of the custom stride. And then I have to keep Matthew Tkachuk in because he gives me a gazillion synergies.
That's true, I guess. Let's talk about this then. You know, the event is definitely, I think, the worst that I've seen. And I really hope, I don't know. Prediction. Do they change it for week two? I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
I mean, I don't think they can.
I don't know if they double down, bro. But like, God, that's a bad look.
And they blundered. Like, didn't they, like, release Taylor Hall early by accident?
They showed his moment to you, like.
Yeah, and, like, Junior Pens was playing this whole weekend with Taylor Hall and his team. And then Charles Ferris is, like, freaking out, saying how unfair, and he was begging him for it. Like, it's just, man, there's just so many blunders from this. There was nothing wrong with the last year's team, in my opinion. Like, could there have been, like, you know, improvements? Sure, but there was nothing, like, wrong with them.
I think
like,
they all got promoted, though. That's the thing. Like, yeah. I don't think, like Hawk
was
is
the
now
guy that was the Hawk team. With, but I don't know. Yeah.
But I think it really comes down, if you take a step back and you look at the whole thing, it's like we take a look at all these mistakes and we get annoyed by them because of, like, it's like burnout. Like we've had like the same cycle since 2020 or 2020, like the same cycle every week, But if they were like, if the game was always progressing in the right direction, they made some mistakes, you go, oh, you know, like, it's okay. You can make a mistake once in a while. It's fine. But the problem is that it seems to be every month there's a big, like, they make like a blunderous mistake when it comes to even content or gameplay. Like when November, like kind of ish range, when the content was just really boring and bland. It's been that way for a couple of years. Even like because back to like 17 was like the first revolutionary game of HUT. Like 16 was super baseline. Like basically there's no way to get cards besides just grinding the game or using your credit card.
Yeah.
And so 17 had this like super long like period of the game being like super alive. Like the whole year. I played it the entire year all the way to September. Then 18 came around and they got a little bit too antsy with the progression. And they basically had an event called the Ice event and the Ruby event, which
base cards.
They made them like new base cards. But the problem was, is that they annihilated like the market MSPs. And it never recovered. They screwed up the entire year, basically. So everybody was a 99, like super early. If you played Hut Champs, you were guaranteed to get one or two of the,
NHL 20 had the Evos, or the 19 had the Evos.
Yeah, so 18 had Evos. Yeah, every week you got up like two Evos by placing top 500 in champs.
That was crazy.
So that screwed up the market for the whole year. So that game kind of got a little bit chalked from that. 19 was like a great game for when it came to content and gameplay. Like that's like a universally like pretty well liked game. 20 was a good game in terms of like it was like content was fine. It was when they started bringing, that's when they had their first team of the year. And that was kind of then as soon as 20 came out, it's kind of, we've now hit this cycle. And now we're at half a decade of the same weekly cycle of doing your chores. Like, that's why you have every streamer call it doing your weekly chores in the game. Where it's just, there needs to be a focus on the weekly cycle for every single, it does casual competitive players. It needs to be like a change in terms of like, I get that they're locked in because of like the tech. Mode devs need in tech, but that needs to be a focus. It's been half a decade.
Here's the mission statement I think that would drastically change it, because I don't think we can complain without giving like an idea of like what could fix it. And I think that many things would take many things to fix it. Make HUT about card collecting. That is like the fundamental change. Like if you went into how you release events, launch, team builders, all of that, and it was about card collecting as opposed to cards or currency, because we trade in card overalls, so we don't care about who's on the card, we care about the number on the card when we pull them. That is the, if we can get that, that is where, like, the Millennium event is like the biggest, you know, or something that's universally loved and from the last game. And the biggest thing about that was, like, you had to collect all the MSPs and then you got a jacked up MSP, right? And that's what's big, is because the game does not have a card collecting aspect to it. And I think that's something that's got to change. Like, you know, we've said this a million times, like, if you collect all the players in the NHL, that should be how you get Gretzky.
That's not a bad idea. But the other thing too, I think they need to like reward, like if there was better structure for like your daily objectives where it's more rewarding to your team to log on every day, not necessarily just like have it be like is everyone can set aside 30 to 60 minutes a day if you really like the game to kind of do stuff. Like your first 30 to 60 minutes should be the best value for your time on a per daily schedule. So if you take like from what I've heard, like in the MLB game, you have the parallel system. So, like, what if, like, there is, like, the objectives and your cards? Like, if you had more value to your card by using them and grinding with your team?
That should be how MSPs work. Like, that's how MSPs should work. Like, they should upgrade. You can pay the cost, right, for everyone that doesn't have time. Or you can grind out scoring X amount of goals or getting XP with the card to unlock a tier, right?
Like, I think it should be only rewarded by the grind.
No, you can't do that. Because, like, think if you didn't, like... The reason why I think it's okay to spend money is if you are an adult and it's time or money. They're both the same. So there's a lot of people that spend money in the game because they have an excess amount of adult money and they don't have a lot of time, but they want to play, right? Like that's, you have to have that option as well, but you have to allow the players that do want to grind the ability to get it for free. Everything in an Ultimate Team Mode game should be grindable for free. I think.
I see what you're saying, but I think that like what I'm saying is that even if you don't have enough time to play, if they made it so your like objectives takes approximately 30 to 60 minutes, that's basically incentivizing you to get on the game every day. And like that can work towards like maybe like the quote unquote XP towards like bringing up like your stats, like with the equivalent of like a parallel system. Like that.
I think the only way to fix the current structure, if there's no new game modes, is like an XP system or something then. If what you're saying is like in the first hour, you have an hour to play, you should try and work towards the rewards.
Yeah, the objectives would take you approximately half an hour to an hour. And like a worse player would take about maybe an hour to do, but like a more skilled guy's gonna take them 30 minutes.
Like Stu.
And so you're like, okay, I just need that. Because like what they want is like for you to get on every day. That's the whole point of all these games is to get you on the game every day and incentivize you playing. It's like just your daily objectives. But it, like, sure, that's like your daily chores, but
it shouldn't be chores. So like, there is various ways to play the game. You have squad battles, champs, rivals, repeat, right? You mm-hmm. should be able to work towards rewards by playing the game the way the game or the game that you want to play. So Stu, imagine if all rewards were obtainable via an XP path and you didn't want to touch squad battles and you just wanted and you just grinded, you would just grind rivals. Like, would that not be more appealing if you could earn all of the, if the rewards all came from one spot, like an XP path?
Yeah, I don't know. We were just talking about this for the episode. I just really enjoy like the ranked season format for MLB where it's, you know, like a month long type of thing because it keeps me playing because it's like a cumulative thing. It
there
shows
needs to
like
be a competitive
progress.
Thing.
Like the other day I was saying this to somebody about how, because like the leaderboards, there's no leaderboard in Hutt. There's no way all of us do things in life to like when we're, we want to see like an outcome, right? We want to see like how we did. We want to see progress, right? Like when you do things over and over, like if you go golfing, you want to see your scores increase. You want to see your swing getting better. You want to see yourself, whatever, right? Putting better, chipping better, right? So with this whole thing, with this game, it's like all you see is this dumb record in the bottom corner of your screen and rivals that just accumulates, but it's like fraudulent. I mean, some games you're giving five goals to somebody, they're giving five goals to you. The other game you're quitting out of because you don't care. It's the most glorified scrim ever. It's a joke. And like 1 week it's burst, and the next week it's this. It's like I need something to see how I'm progressing. I need to see like my record. I need to see my recent games. Benny, I mean, you're the most probably decorated person here in terms of like playing the game at a high level. Like even you would probably enjoy, even though I know it's not like money game related or turn related, but just a leaderboard. I think we all would agree. Like I think that's like the biggest thing where it'll keep something going or keep something fresh, at least in my mind.
Every top player, whether they want to admit it or not, has a ego in their head about how good they think they are. And a leaderboard helps them keep that ego high. So I think a leaderboard, like for comp guys, obviously, I think like, we don't find it.
I think a leaderboard, here's what I think about a leaderboard. I think a leaderboard would solve the GWC drop off. As dumb as that sounds, I don't know how much of an impact it would have on the majority of the player base, but I'm with you that like rivals means so little. It is literally just chores. And a way to make it feel less like chores is that win or loss matters more because it's on your record that you have to look at. And yes, it does at the beginning, but it's so short and like whatever that you don't even pay attention to it.
Like you don't even know who you play at because there's no recent games. Like there's times where like I'll have a dude message me and be like, "Hey man, good game the other day." And I'm like,
"I don't remember.
Like,
yeah.
Like what did we play in?" And he's like, "Oh, you played me in that Rivals game." I'm like, "Oh yeah, like cuz I always do one Rivals game a week and it's that one game."
Yeah.
Because I guess now someone told me the other day that I don't have to do that anymore. I guess you can just play champs and it counts for both.
I think
without
it does
rivals.
Too. There might
okay, be. So then that's great. Then I don't have to play any rivals anymore. Yeah, so I don't do any rivals, but like it's just funny because sometimes the guy will be like, I'll go like, go look at my recent games. I'm like, dude, I never played him. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, that was that Rivals game. Okay. So yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a gong show. Like Rivals, dude, I've already told you my tinfoil hat theory with EA as a whole because you told me Rivals is in FIFA and I don't know if it's in Madden. I swear it's because it's the 2024, 2023, 2022, whatever, you know, time in the everybody's a winner started.
Oh, no, that was Battlefield. I told you about that. It was. Remember, I told you when Battlefield came out, they removed the kill death being on
game.
The screen. So
everybody's a winner, right?
Yeah.
And that way, if you lose a Rivals game, you win because you get points. If you win a Rivals game, Okay, whatever. And that way, so little Bobby, who's 12 years old, or the 40-something-year-old dude that's just like, you know, he's competitive, but he gets mad and he wants to quit and gets discouraged. It's kind of like the mentality I used to make point where, like, Gamer Saloon dies for money games. You get on the site, you get spanked by Benny, you get spanked by Gren, you get spanked by Regs. You're like, I quit, I'm done. They don't want you to do that. Like Brett said, they want you to get on and play the game every day, and they want you to play the game every day. So if they see that, it's, you know, it's a constant. I swear it's because they want, you know, everybody's a winner. You can't lose. There's no way to see yourself. Oh, look, Brent's on a 7-game losing streak. He's going to give up. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
No, like, I think that you're right on that. I don't know if it's about the, like, they don't want to, everyone's a winner. I think it's that, like, one more you have to keep playing. And, no, like, you know what I mean? Like, not having your record face you and just feeling like you have to keep playing is, like, the, what they're after. But it's...
Yeah, at least, remember 2 months ago when I said that there should be like a leaderboard for the year?
Yes.
And that, like,
your region. Okay, even think about, okay, it's like everyone cries on the East Coast about the West Coast players, but what if they had a region rank?
I would love it.
So basically, at the beginning of the year, you know, online seasons, yes. But that was like, it was kind of scuffed. It really didn't mean anything. But I'm telling, like, if they even use just your rivals Elo as like your, that's basically your rank, like, and when you load into a game, like, you, okay, even at the beginning of the year, there's all the servers, you pick your home server, or you pick your home, like, east or west or south, like, maybe that could be east, west, or south, or something like that,
whatever server for like you NA.
Sure, yeah, like, and that could be, if they want to go like that specific, like, you can have like your region rank, so like the guys that are like, that as soon as I load into a game, I can be like rank like 17 West NA, and I'm playing against rank number 42 West NA. I'm like, this guy's below me. I better freaking beat him, or because, and then you're also trying to climb every week. Like, oh, I want to get to a new rank, or like if you're like Benny and he's probably going to be rank one or two, he's going to be battling with Sap to try and have rank one, and that's, I could see him wanting to grind that, and all of a sudden Sap passes him, and Benny's like, well, I better hop on and get my number one rank back. Yeah. Or if he goes and loses a game, it matters because his rivals points drops by so much. Like, it'd be because, like, when you load in, right, you have like your div one. Well, if it had rank one, or it had rank 17, or like, oh, for like your average, so guys, rank 500, you're like, okay, well, this week I want to hit rank 480. And all of a sudden, like, you don't hop on for a couple of days and your rank might drop, or you're like, oh man, like, I don't drop like 10 ranks, so I want to keep my top 500 rank.
You're just describing versus, which brings me back. Like,
it would even be cool if there was something where, for example, like, I like your idea too, like the servers. It would be even cool, like, with like the div one, div two, div three thing, where it's like on page one, you're in div one, or like,
so, you know, I don't know, like an MLB.
Just something where it's like you can hit R1, hit R, you know, or R1 or RB, whatever, and it just goes to the next page. And here's the div 2 page, and here's the, you know what I mean? Like, and then you can see all the people that, like right now, too. It's funny, like, the only way you know if you're getting in div 1, you gotta, like, go look at that, like, little bar that, like, shows, oh, okay, you're almost there, or you're almost out of it. Like,
I'm chasing
just
it.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just such a. Rivals is like the dumbest thing that ever happened to this game competitively.
It has been really...
I don't like it. It is so boring. I don't know how. If I see that stupid logo on the ice, I just want to puke. Like, it's the dumbest looking thing ever. I don't play Rivals. I don't play Squad Baddies.
I've said this in Game Change Chat the last 2 years now. Please get rid of the mode thing on the ice and put the arena logo in so it looks like a real hockey rink, man. I do not understand how that is not a bigger point online.
Here, if you want to waste time on spotlight celebrations or whatever, spotlight celebrations,
yeah,
dude, put in like custom arenas. Like, people will fiddle around with that. Like, okay, like, you know, with your HUD arena, I don't know. There's so many things they could do. We've already made jokes before about how, I mean, dude, on old gen games, like, I'm talking about old gen. I'm talking about 360. On the 360 days, we had banners getting raised for
for your titles and, you know, stuff. Yeah.
We're in 2024 and they just did away with that, but we got stupid spotlight celebrations that it turns dark and
They walk
I think
back.
It circles back to everybody's a winner, right? You don't if you raise banners, but oh man, unfortunately, Timmy has no banners. Please, poor Timmy.
I don't care what you say, man. I there's just too much evidence for me to like getting rid of goalie records. Why did they get rid of goalie records?
Oh, I'm with you, bro. I think it's an overall
EA
thing,
man. I think I know. I just think it's a discouraging factor. That's all it is because they don't want to see Benny's Linus Olmark have a 900 wins and 17 losses.
I mean, though, it does show the record though in game when it shows the X Factor goalies in the center of like a circle off of a draw. Though
no, that includes squad battles and it like works back. Yeah, that doesn't work.
By the way, that doesn't even work right now. I got a new goalie the other day. I got four wins. It said he was 4-0-4. I'm like, wait, what? Like, how did he get four overtime losses?
It's scuffed like that.
There's so many things that like work 1 year and then they don't work the next year. Like the EA player thing on the leaderboards. It's like we haven't fixed that all year. It's just like I don't know.
I'm wondering what, like, at a certain point, the game, because, like, something that they've always talked about, and the new, like, Mike and Chris have been, like, the new developers, they've been pretty open about how, like, they called it, like, spaghetti code, where it's just code on top of code, that over the last, like, decade, and every time they try to fix something, like, something else will break, because of, like, the foundation of which NHL 15 happened, and I'm wondering if we'll ever get, like, the game where they like maybe it's PS6 and like they because I thought that maybe when they moved to this generation but dude like it is very evident that we're probably going to get PS4 games when PS6 comes out so like I don't even know if that's a possibility but because I think that's still a major issue but dude like I said I don't think the leaderboard thing would impact a lot of the player base but the competitive people and the people that play the game the most it would add incentive to every game. No matter what, no one likes losing. No, there's you can play the game to have fun, but you are not a human if you do not have some sort of reaction to losing, or you're like the core four on the Toronto Maple Leafs. But like, I just don't understand. Like, I just feel like you would get a reaction out of it. It would mean more, and every game meaning more would be important.
Well, think about it this way too. There's like back in the old games, the reason to grind was to flex your Hot Champs cards, like on the top end. Whereas now there is zero flex anymore. So here's the thing too, like Hot Champs, you're like on the high end, you're 17-0. You're like I'm like if I go and I win out, I'm gonna get a really like sick card, and it's like a really sick card that's a flex. Whereas right now, I'm like, I can be sitting there like 15-2. I'm like, I'm just playing for a couple more collectibles. It doesn't really matter. Like, if I lose, you're like, oh no. Anyways,
it's better than it was for all because the 11 collectible or 11 win thing was a real issue. Because, like, I would say like 70% of the player base would get to 11 wins and then stop because it was the same amount as like 14. So they fixed it this year where at least you get in the collectible. But you're right, it's just more stuff instead of like, I said, like, give us like gold skates. If you can go first overall in champs, or you know what I mean? Because that should matter. Like, accomplishment should matter as opposed to just, you know what I mean? And then we don't have that. Like, that's something they don't take advantage of at all. Like, because they can give a good jersey. Like, you know, the play of the year jersey, do they even do that anymore? The play of the month jersey?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Because that was at least something. You know what I mean? Yeah, because you'd get the play of the month jersey.
I don't know. It's just a video game is supposed to be fun, right? And then if you can also still play video games competitively. Well, this whole entire video game just feels like a chore to like make your team better.
It's addiction and FOMO. It relies on that.
But like not everybody. Like we're losing that
now in my opinion.
I don't think this game's been the easiest game ever to get a good team, and I played it like less than ever, and I have like a plenty good team. And like MLB, I'm gonna like want to get on like every night that I'm able to during a week, like because it doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like there's an incentive to get on. You know, like one night maybe I'll go 5-2, and then the next night I'll go 7-0, and I'll be like, all right, cool. Like, you know, that was fun. And then I'll go, you know, it's just like this thing. It's like I could like lose like three rivals games, and I don't even remember the games. Like it's like
when it comes to video games, it's all about the dopamine hits. All it comes down to is getting 100%. That dopamine fix on. I don't get that playing rivals. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
I do because I'm chasing Division 1, But
it's
even when
you
I get
right now have a goal, yes, but yes. Like for like guys like Benny, there's no goal. There's yeah. no nothing. Guys like even like me don't care. Is he Stu?
Did you and Benny, because I know Sleazy can't play until the GWC, I guess, all-star event, even before that, after a while in champs, did you even get a dopamine hit or like this is fun?
If you beat someone,
I lost it by December. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
obviously, like I'm playing the game. I'm trying to win. Like I'll go play golf. I want to win. I'll go play pickleball. I want to win. But it was just kind of like, all right, like what? Like it didn't hit the same. Champs has lost its even champs is losing its luster because of the collectible. It's the joke of like when someone messages you, you're like, oh, you suck. Oh, you beat you. I'm like, all right, man, cool. I got 14 collects now instead of 15. You got me there. Like woohoo. Like. Cool. See you next week. Like, I mean, would you agree, Benny?
I think Rivals. Here's my levels of like where I've tried over the years or where I get my dopamine hits. The first like week and a half of Rivals or two.
Yeah.
There's no champs. Like that's when everyone's playing Rivals. I actually kind of like that first start, because new hut, all that stuff.
Yeah, agree.
Trying to get to Div 1 in the first week is actually hard.
Yeah, exactly. And then first week of Hot Champs, always like it's like the new like whatever first week, and then every week it's less and less and less and less, and especially
GWC has impacted that.
Yeah. Yes. For I think for the top guys, like I know in NHL 21 before I did anything in a tournament, Hot Champs was my life.
Yeah.
I was like I wanted to do so well in that. I wanted to be top 10 and get this Hot Champs card and flex on everyone. Every time I score with them, letting the replay go, my card pops up.
I was going to say, as soon as you see that card pop up and then you hit A every time. Yeah.
But then when you – this is going to sound whatever, but like this is going to sound bad. When you get on the bigger stages and you play for bigger stakes, when you come back down, it is way less – you care way less.
Well, that's dopamine. The higher you fall, like, the higher the rise, the higher the crash in it. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, when I'm not playing on a stage or playing – like this weekend, of course, like full 100% lock in. No matter who I play in Hot Champs, I will never have that dopamine hit anywhere near that level. So that's
what I enjoy watching more this year. I literally enjoy watching streamers lose more than I enjoy getting wins in Hot Champs. That sounds so pathetic, but I get a bigger kick out of watching someone get like stream sniped or someone losing their run. Like not like you guy, but you know what I mean. Like people that I. Whatever that I'm not like buddies, but it's just whatever. It's so boring. Like it really is.
Well, here's the thing.
I'll admit, I don't mind watching Papa lose. I find it hilarious.
I get more enjoyment when you guys lose.
I'm not like cheering for Brent
cheer
to
for
lose.
Someone to lose,
but
it's
like funny if he like
way funnier.
Like when you guys sent me those clips. Like last week of him raging, you can't help like laugh, or just like you know, or like if someone breaks their controller,
we've
like,
all
you
been
know,
there. We all, whatever, that's yeah, why we're just manifesting.
But
what,
it's like
what we
that's more fun than anything, like right now, because there's nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
going
did you guys see my Saturday stream? How I started it?
No.
Oh, God.
I dressed up. I went and bought a Darth Vader costume.
Oh my God.
And I hopped on as Darth Vader, and I just was like, let the force be with you. I started just hucking forces the entire first hour of the stream, dressed up as Darth. And I even had like the voice changer too.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, no. Oh, wait for me. To, I was like, oh yeah, no, dude.
You had the hat too? The helmet?
Oh yeah, the whole mask
and
everything.
How did I miss this?
It was only the first hour because the mask was like starting to really bug my face.
Oh, that's got to be a clip. Yeah.
Oh, I got a few clips. I played against Benny as Darth Vader.
Hey, I'll give you credit. You've always been the type to dress up for the occasion. I'll never forget my first like interaction with Papa was he was doing his, he called it No Slurs. That was his name of his.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's how Sleaze first knew who I was.
Yeah. So he, like, Sleazy wears hats a lot. Brent wears hats a lot. And then they both have, like, the beard. And they kind of, like, for someone that's just, like, average Joe in the community, they're probably like, oh, they kind of look similar. And he was doing like all this other sleeves, like hitting the goal horn. It was like the Sharks
goal horn.
With the Sharks and it was just like, it was so
funny. I was in a beater shirt. I had no sleeves on.
He had that white beater on. Like it was the old school no sleeves. It was so funny.
I remember sleeves going in there thinking I was making fun of him. Cause his first message he sent to me was like, it was something along the line. the lines of like, "I drink your tears," and I was like, "Oh no, he thinks I'm fucking serious."
Oh no, dude, it was a Vanilla Ice quote. I'm gonna find it.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
dude. I mean, for every M&M, there's a Vanilla Ice. I don't remember. I mean, something along the lines of that. I actually do remember that. I'm gonna go look, but dude. Okay, let me ask you this then, because all we do is talk about people that play the game way too much. What do you think would fix the chores for like a Division III and below person who doesn't care about being the best at the game? Obviously, they don't want to lose. No one on the planet wants to lose unless you're into some really kinky shit. And, you know, we don't kink shame here. But no one logs onto a video game and is like, "Yeah, man, give me those L's." You know, like, so what do you think would fix it for them?
Are they complaining a lot? I'm actually genuinely asking. Do people in your stream complain a lot that are not top guys that you recognize their names, just guys that are...
It's all the same complaints. Like, it's boring. It's the same things over and over again. So, like, what... I mean, the thing I like about MLB that I don't think is possible... The thing about MLB is that there's things about the game that have an advantage over every other sports game, not just NHL. The fact that the difficulty raises the higher division you go in is super interesting to me. Because imagine in Division 4 and below, you're on pro. Because that means there's more scoring, there's more stuff, there's more stuff happening. The second you get to Division 1, it's superstar. Like, that, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Would that parlay in NHL?
Do moments, like, not working right, would that help moments, probably? Would you enjoy being able to grind them more? I feel like in MLB when I do a moment, it's weird. Like I don't really like. There's some annoying ones that get frustrating, but for the most part, like I don't get like too like pissed off. And like NHL, it's just like so annoying because I'll sit there and like backhand top shelf. Yeah. It's not registered.
They don't track. They don't track.
Yeah, like they don't track, and that makes it that discourages me from ever wanting to do those again. So like for example, when you're like, "Oh, you don't want to get Taylor Hall?" Yeah, you know what? I might not. I wouldn't mind getting Taylor Hall and throwing him. By the way, is he even free to get?
Yes, you can get it completely free. Yes.
Completely free. Okay. I would like get them and then just trade them in for power ups. I know it's like people are gonna be like,
"No, I bet you there's a lot of GWC people that are gonna do
but
that."
But I was gonna say, like, but looking at the challenges, I'm like, there was like one that was like get top shelf on your on the left side, so your forehand. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so if I can't snipe possibly
Michigan.
I'm gonna but how dumb is that?
Yes, it's stupid. So it's
MLB where it's just like get a double, get two doubles. It's like, okay, I can do, you know, in the crazy ones that last year was the moments extreme, right? Like which were crazy. Even the top guys were freaking out.
But
that's
funny.
What I mean. Like NHL, it's like it discourages you from wanting to do it when that happens. Anyways, my bad.
I wonder if like I said this in my squad battles thing. I swear I had this like thesis on squad battles that would fix it all. But one of the things, part of it was is your coach is you. Like, you have a coach card. And by doing certain things and hitting and being able to accomplish certain things, it allows you perks in-game. So something like along the lines of, let's say there's like 100 superstar challenges that are just gauntlets, but if you were able to complete it, every week you get 10 free live moments collectibles that no one else can get, or like you have something that shows up. I don't know where it would show up. Maybe it's a banner, like in your arena that, like, I don't know, like live moments, like legend or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, or maybe it's a special card, like it's a 99. Like, I think that that's something they should lean into for players, because there's a lot of squad battle guys, and I don't know what they're doing. I would love to know the psyche of it, because offline NHL is bad. It's too easy. That's the issue. And I don't mean to discredit or anyone, because I'm sure there's people that struggle on Superstar. But I want someone to go and get, if you have an Xbox, MLB, and go on Legend. I can't play against a CPU on Legend. I'll get smoked. And the reason that why it makes it more interesting is because humans, like, need a challenge. Like, remember back in the day when you go in GM mode, you put all trades on, you'd spend 4 hours creating this unbelievable team. You'd play one game and then you'd be bored. Like, how many times did you do franchise mode? And then, like, that's what happened. And that's because there's no challenge, right? If you give, I think NHL AI, Superstar AI, is too easy. I mean, Christ, in squad battles to max it out, you have to score 5 goals and beat them by 5. Like, you're not just winning, you are smashing the hardest difficulty in NHL, right? But then make them score between the legs goal is just like and was impossible, right? But those are such gimmicky small things. They're not really a part of hockey, like scoring a specific goal like that, because the AI is ones and zeros for the most part. So, like, I don't know. I think the AI is too easy in the overall, the vague part, not the individual stupid gimmicky, like, score right-handed goals with right-handed players or whatever. I don't know.
No, I think, like, basically, the other thing I was thinking, if, like, I want to see, like, in the comments, like, what would be an acceptable objective to have to do that's not annoying? Because everyone seems to get annoyed no matter what it is.
Card collecting, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy to me. This is a card mode. It is Ultimate Team where you are opening up packs relentlessly, and it is not about collecting the cards. The cards are just a currency. That's it. Like, you should take pride in trying. Like, dude, when you open up all of those garbage packs in MLB, packs in MLB are terrible. Like, they are, you basically get limitless base packs. That's the equivalent, right? But every time you rip one, you might get a bronze Baltimore Oriole that's a triple A guy. And you're like, oh my God, that's the last guy I needed for the Live Series collection. I didn't want to buy it with Stubbs. You know what I mean? Like, every card holds its value because of that. And the Live Series collection is the ultimate chase in MLB. And last year they crushed it. Like, they killed it, which is why it got so much flat. Content in MLB last year got hammered. They did a lot of things to address it this year, though, because they don't just sit on their hands. And I think that's the thing. That's the, like we said about earlier, what we started this whole show about the worst event ever. I think the only way that to fundamentally change HUD is you have to change the mission statement of HUD. And I don't know. Like, I think the easiest way is to make it about card collecting. No more trading cards in. You lose all the cards you trade in that you earned to get a card that you're going to trade in the future for a card that you're chasing later down the year. You know?
Yeah. I think it was a show that, in general, NHL is in a pretty tough spot where there's a lot of improvement needed right now. And I think it's kind of like, it's a 21 was, for the most part, considered a great game. 22 was kind of starting to, like, taper off a bit, where people's, like, expectations were starting to, like, everyone's expectations were pretty high, but the game was kind of like, it was all right. In hindsight, it was actually not a bad game.
It wasn't.
But, like,
I hated 22. We've been going, our
gameplay expectations go up, and our gameplay has been going down. I had a tweet that absolutely went off last week where I said, I don't understand how we're five patches deep into NHL 24 and the main issues haven't been fixed. Goalies, interference penalties when attempting to shoot the puck, AID step-ups during the rush, hitting, and AI movement in the ozone. And what I'm seeing is I guess, if it has, these haven't been addressed yet, these are not a patchable thing. This is going to take, like, NHL 25, where they need to focus on, like, these areas in order to fix the gameplay. Because I think, like, everyone's falling off in terms of, like, how long to play in the game a lot more, and it has to do a lot with like COVID kept, like, the 2020, 21, 22 games afloat a bit more, and now that we're, like, kind of back to just normal life, like, everyone has other things to do they want to do in the summer. But still, the fact that it's like right now in March, I am, like, burnt out right now on the game. And, like, even for GWC, like, in 21, 22, 23, I was, like, excited for my series. And this year, I'm kind of, like, just, like, I'm, like, it's been a joke on my stream. Just waiting for March 9th to get this game over with, because it's just, like, I'm burnt out right now.
I feel like that, too. But, and part of it's, I mean, I think me and you both know we're probably not going to win. So it's, like, you know, it's kind of discouraging. We're, like, Benny's probably chomping at the bit because he wants to, obviously, he's right there. And it's like, you want to prove yourself. And, you know, I mean, like, obviously, like, we're going to try to win. We're not going to try to lose. But it's just the realistic expectation. I was kind of saying that the other night. But it's going back to what you're saying. It's like, so we'll go into this part, but the patch just happened, right? So I put out a tweet kind of like you, where it's like, just read the room. You know what I mean? Like, they might not care about GWC. They don't. Everyone that goes out there and they're like, oh, they do it for the packs. That's why it's in HUD. Like, dude, they don't care. Like, I've talked to them. I talked to Rammer at the All-Star game in St. Louis. He told me, like, we just put it on because the NHL wants us to. They don't care. They don't do anything for it. They don't. And I don't really expect them to do a ton for it, but just like stuff like that, like a patch 6 days before the bracket play. You know, it's like, can you just wait till after the weekend's over? Or can you just wait till, I mean, it's just like wait two longer days. You know, it's just stuff like that that I'm like, read the room. And people out there, I know, you're like, I don't care, I don't play GWC. Well, okay, well, a lot of people do. And it's the most competitive thing. So imagine, you know, they just switch it up on you all of a sudden. They want you to figure out how to play a new game. It's like, look what happened to the guys that went to – and this is the second time this year that happened. It's happened over the years in the past too. Before the Toronto tournament that Sleaze broadcasted and Benny went to, they had a patch right then and there, right before. It was the poke checking patch, the one you couldn't hit. So all the guys are playing a completely different patch right when they get there. And it's just stuff like that where I'm like, read the room, man. Like, you know that it's going on. I know you do. The people that are at the studios that make these calls, like, it's not that difficult, but whatever. It's
speaking of the new patch, I didn't notice anything. I tried back at you.
I haven't played it at all yet.
Yeah,
it's another arcadey patch.
I have played a little bit. I haven't noticed anything. The one thing I really want to try is Quick Pick.
A developer asked in the Game Changer chat, asking for feedback on Bouncer and Quick Pick if you're noticing a significant increase in that. So that led
Who
me
was
to
like complaining about it though. That's what I don't get. Like some of these things, I'm not talking to you, Sleaze. I'm just saying like. What consumers were like, God, I need it. Is it just looking at the spreadsheet, seeing that, oh, only 50 guys in the entire world?
No, dude, this is their, I think they're using the content. This, I actually think, is a good idea. I believe what they are doing is using X Factor abilities to attempt to fix the issues in game. So clearly, the issue
in Versus.
No, well, no one plays Versus.
But that's a dumb way to look at it, though.
Well, they really? Have no, it's either that or don't fix it. So the worst thing about gameplay,
I don't know how it affects ESHL. You know what I mean? Who knows how it affects them?
Well, like, so the worst thing about NHL 24 is the force. Correct?
Yeah.
That is, so if intercepts worked when you were in position, the game would be a more enjoyable game. So since they have no power to be able to fix that, it seems, from a gameplay standpoint, that they jack up Quick Pick to a point where it's okay, all right, then at least they've got. And so part of me is like, all right, well, I mean, at least that's something. It doesn't excuse the fact that it's broken in its core, but at least the content team's like, hey, here we have a gameplay issue that fixes that. So I think Quick Pick was juiced pretty hard, and it was something that you've preached for a couple like months now. So I'm thinking that it and the bouncer is another one. Bouncer impacts when I think they're like stick tie-ups, but like the AI doesn't do anything anymore, so like you have to manually do that. Like I don't really know about bouncer, but I'm just relaying that like they asked for feedback if they noticed bouncer and
it worked even without like this is just further. I told you guys like I'm making my whole D besides Larry Robinson just because I just can't bench a guy like that because he's too good. But it's I've always said that was like my mate. It just does some goofy animations even in the neutral zone if they
wait finish your thought. Your whole deep core has what?
Quick Pick.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I leaned into it, my bad. So yeah. I was going to not do it, and then when I saw that patch yesterday, I'm like, holy crap, this is just even more of a,
yeah,
because like Dougie Hamilton has it. You guys all have Dougie. Sammy Salo has it. I don't know if you guys are using Salo, probably not, but
The new Myers does.
So it's
the 93 Headman.
That Nemitz team of the community event card. Oh, all right. So
community event.
Yeah. Yeah. But lastly, on the gameplay patch thing, they've walked back like the full pressure system. It's null and void. Like it is not even in the game. If it activates, I'm stunned. Like it's, yeah, you know what I mean? And yeah, maybe that's
really,
a good thing.
You're really flicking a lot of shots of it. Yeah,
and maybe that's a good thing. I personally think that the thought of it made sense, but we needed to tune it to a spot where it's better because at least it was a fundamental big change in gameplay, right? But that being said, like the reverse hits, man, how often do you see that in the real NHL? Like I'm talking like a reverse hit.
I said this last night to Benny. It never happens hardly in hockey. Hardly ever.
And the Michigan. Like, it's never.
I'll say this real quick. One of the gameplay guys I had a conversation with in my stream, he comes to my stream. Great. I really like him. But And it's and this is not his fault, but his counter to me when I was like, this is too much hitting. The whole year's been too much hitting. And when I mean too much hitting, I'm not saying that like guys shouldn't hit. I have a problem when Quinn Hughes is wrecking Rantanen. Yeah. That's my issue. Quinn Hughes doesn't hit ever. So when the mismatch in size, and his reply to me was like, well, why don't you just reverse hit? Like all the time, just reverse it. I'm like, dude, like that's not how this isn't NHL hits. This isn't an arcade game. Like, and I swear to God, that's like what they want us to have is an arcade game.
I just
the only thing that can make sense.
I've run into a thing now where it's like I play because it's like my job. I'm at that point in the year,
I play
the game more than any, and it's way more than it's intended to be played. So my viewpoint is so skewed that there's like five people that would fall into the category of what I do, like why I'm playing. But I cannot stand for the life of me the force cross crease meta because I like manual. My favorite thing about gameplay is like zone, not watching the puck carrier, like setting up a strategy. Like I know where you're going to go. So I'm going to go put my guy in to intercept the puck. I can't intercept the puck. In the offensive zone, my AI will not move unless right. I force him to move by running, by moving the puck. Like, that never happens. Like, the overload should not be set up, and you're at the point, and you're waiting for someone to open up. The four other guys should not just stand there still. That does not happen in real hockey. That is an infuriating thing, and I can't do anything about it. And then one-timers, man. Like, even when I hold L2, which is an awkward thing to do for 99% of the player base, by the way, to pass the puck, then hold down L2 and flick up on the right stick, it still will give me a catch and shoot. And then it still will... I have now learned or seen you cannot aim a one-timer. It almost always fires right into the chest of a goalie. And it's like...
You were just spitting fucking facts right now.
And bro, like, and like those things, it's like... I just want to be able to do those things, and I cannot get that. And there's, and then, like outside of and then the last thing is this year more than ever I've noticed a server issue where
before Brent, you say something real quick. What is your most excited thing to do when you play a baseball game? What is the one thing you want to do?
Oh, buddy!
When you're playing a game of baseball, what do you want to do? What's the one thing you want to do?
I want to take your Joe's cheeks 450 to dead center, brother.
So in NHL, what are the two things you want to do? You want to hit, and you want to snipe like a one time. Like what better? Like hitting a one timer. You know what I mean?
Drilling one under the bar.
Right. Like, like taking away that completely is it's been like crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Sorry, my bad. That was just
this
has been such a negative episode. We're basically
they're all negative, brother. They're all negative. Yeah,
this is especially bad. But oh my god, like I absolutely agree. I need my goddamn one timer.
My unique experience to this game. So while I play the game more than anyone, or I actually don't play the game more than a lot of players, it actually would stun you.
Really,
I don't, which is awful in like when you think about it. But it's like I know that it will not be different, and I'm just like, so when stuff comes out and it sucks, I no longer even get like I'm angry or annoyed about it. And that's like the worst part. Dude, I'm just complacent. I'm just like, and like, dude, like I'm a dad. I'm just disappointed dad. And that sucks because I play video games for a living. I can't really complain. I legitimately cannot complain, you know, but it's like, I want to hammer an absolute piss rocket right under the bar and then hear my goddamn goal horn just blast into my opponent's eardrums.
Right.
And then watch it.
If you're not going to make one-timers universal, that's fine. Don't make Ryan Reeves be able to hammer a one to you. Okay?
100%.
But let Steven Stamkos and Alex Ovechkin and Nikita Kucherov and Leon Draisaitl, beautiful overtime winner tonight for McDavid, gets on one knee, rips it. Awesome goal. Can't do that in this game. No,
and the,
you can't.
And the people that are like, dude, just put 1T on. You're right. 1T will actually allow you to score 1T. Hey, no, but here's the thing. Yeah, it will not matter if you take a 1T on a 2-on-0. You will never score a one-timer on a 2-on-0. The goalie will always save it, which is – that's where you can see. That is the prime example of, like, the issue with that is that if on a 2-on-0 – you're every like how many like on a 2-on-0 if you don't pass the puck you are getting a talking to on the bench. In the real, like, you are getting, like, yo, whoever you looked off, you better have that goal. If you do not hammer that thing 100%. Across, like, you better score, or whoever skates to the bench with you is just tearing your ass.
Yeah. It's just like you can't score on your forehand on your breakaway. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like almost impossible. In this
but game. I just, yeah, like, I don't see it ever being, I here's like the final point of that is, like, I just don't ever see it being fixed. I just assume that things that we want are just not going to be fixed.
Well, here's the good news for EA Vancouver. We have a guy on the name Brent up here, and a guy that lives in his basement that play the game a lot, and one plays at a extremely high level. Very, close. We all play at a high level, but very. I mean, Saps at like
have you applied for it?
This game. No, but I was gonna say whatever it is, have him come down for a day. Just show them around, show them what everything goes on, talking to the guys at EA,
and get
their opinions, because they're right in your backyard.
I guess if I applied for it.
So they have something called the QA team, but I don't know if it's and I'm pretty sure it's only local people that they bring into the studio, and the QA test, this is every video game, by the way. Almost every video game has to go through QA testing, or they can't release the game, from my understanding. So I wonder if I just message them and say, hey, can this just get, pushed through? And allow you to be on the QA team, and then what happens is you go in and then you test the game. And I'm wondering if that's a thing, or if that's possible or not. But would you do that?
But no, I would do that. But no, I did have someone from EA message me like, hey, we want you to apply for the content part. I did not hear back, unfortunately. So
maybe we'll give them the coffee and chill rub. That's, you'll have to flex that. Maybe we'll have to try and see if we can't push it through. All right. Last thing to discuss. Real quick, that pack, that division thing that they came out with, banger, bro. I just finished it in two games where you got to play with five games with one player in your lineup from each team. And it's like, dude, it took me two games. I had five players from four teams twice. And I got like a 92 out of that thing. What are the odds we get it next week too, though, and it's an 86 plus and not 84 and above?
Maybe.
I bet you any money it's not 86. Dude, I see people pulling master sets left, right, and center.
Yeah, well, to bring it back down, end it on a negative note, I got an 86 and an 87, and so did Benny. So,
but still, two games net you an 87, right? Like,
I know, I'm just teasing.
Actually, what's the power collectible trading for that? Like, you got, like, that's like five collectibles.
I think you have to trade in couple, 386. Right.
89 is 5, 88 is 4, 87, or you need 2 87s for 4, I think. Mm.
So, yes.
So it's probably around.
Why don't we have one for 90s yet, by the way?
Yeah.
I guarantee they just forgot about it. I'm fairly certain they probably just forgot. Like, that's what it seems like. Because it should be. It should be 91, actually, this month. Like, March 1st, it should be 91. But anyway, so, if they do that again, that's cool. It was, like, a weird... It was, like, their attempt to, like, make theme teams, right? Everyone's just going to use base cards or whatever is available to you. But still, that's... It was, like, cool, right? But the event as a whole was just still such a mess. And then lastly, so the GWC bracket for North America is out. Yeah. You did like a full on show and got you got all the Twitch viewers, like the Twitch community in it, which was cool. And you went through all the matchups in the bracket to the final eight who will qualify for North America finals, which is that week, bro. I fly to Europe, come home on Monday, Thursday, right back to New York. Like, just anyways, who were your eight?
So me, Benny, you can help me remember some of them. So
I have a list right here.
Okay, so we did the entire bracket. It probably took us like 2 hours, but it flew by. Yeah. It was fun. Like, I had people join in the Discord to defend themselves or to state their case, and it was like kind of like fun little drama. It's stupid, but it's fun. It's just kind of fun to have something to talk about. And we actually, for myself, I think we voted that I didn't really like want to vote for myself, but they voted I'd win round one, and then I think I would lose in round two to T-Dubs. Brent, we T-Dubs voted he would win round one versus Spoony, and I don't remember who Brent lost.
I would lose to Regs. I would get,
you got Regs.
I would lose. I would get shit on by Regs in round two.
And then Benny is punching his ticket to wherever the Where is the final at?
I couldn't tell you. Oh, the North American.
No, no. Yeah. North American finals, New York.
North American finals. So Benny's one of the eight we had. We had Cad. Who else, Benny? We had.
So we had Cad, myself, Williamson, Geimer.
Williamson?
Yeah, that bracket's a toss up.
It's okay. a weird bracket.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Geimer, Deeks, Sapp. Yes. Geimer, Deeks, Sapser, Regs, and Polks.
Yep.
Those would be the eight. I bet you five of them make it. The way they game goes.
Yep.
Probably.
I think Sapp will get knocked out early.
Well, for example, so like Williamson's bracket, I think it came down between it came down with Williamson's bracket. It was like Williamson, Vanellas, and Desi, which you can see any of those ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's usually one.
Dumo, there's like four there.
I mean, that's what I was people on the stream. I'm like, guys, no offense, but this game is so random. I kind of threw out the theory. I'm like, I kind of would like to see after two rounds, then we go to BL5s is how random the game is.
Oh my God, that would take forever.
Yeah. I mean, but. You know, you're at that stage of it. It's only two more rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think that I've said this for like 2 years now. This is the best the player base has ever been. Like, that's probably why I'm confident that the best player, like, other than Cad, I would legitimately not be stunned if any of those other guys didn't make it. Because, what's happened now, and like the Josh Fearless, like era when he was kind of like the first great player to like stream a lot. You have every top player streaming, and then everyone in the player base that is good, that is great at HUT, watches, learns the other stuff, and the information is so much more available than it was 5 years ago or seven years ago when the GWC started. So all those guys, like Williamson, for example, like all those guys that if that info wasn't readily available. They just like it's just, the player base is just so good. So, not that they're all like they're not great. I just think Cad is the only one. I think that he is the one.
The funniest thing is that he got the hardest bracket by a mile.
Yeah.
Who does he got?
He's got himself. I love Cap'n, Krusty, Junior Penn, Sky.
Wow.
Saphir. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Loaded. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, it's a best of three. Yeah, yeah. He could.
And we have some fun matchups we were talking about. We have UBL, who sent some just naughty messages over the years to a lot of people.
Duncan Deli and
he's playing Dirtstar Blaster in round one. And if Dirtstar Blaster beats him, or even if UBL, I guess, beats him if he's allowed to play, he'll be playing probably Duncan Deli. And that will be an absolute
must watch. Anyone that doesn't care, that listens to the podcast, that doesn't care about the Gamer World Championship or like that, or you're not competitive and you watch my content for like the cards, whatever you play, please just watch on Twitch. Like, I personally don't compete in the event. I just cast it now. But it is my favorite weekend to sit and watch guys that have prepared for 5 months, including these two, for one weekend. And imagine you're playing Rivals and you're like one away from getting ultimate for that week, but it's like 10 times the stakes. It is way more entertaining and you don't have to worry. You just get to watch the meltdowns, the upsets. Like it is my favorite time to watch. So if you are not someone who watches on Twitch, not even myself, but just watch the directory, you will see. It will go to like Duncan will have 300. And then his series is done, and it'll go to Polks. And you can tell, like, when people are in biggies, and, like, guys like Loco Krusty, if he streams, he'll get 500 views if he's going up against Sky. Like, it's great. And please stream your games, by the way. For the love of God, if you are someone that is not playing on Wi-Fi and you can stream your games, please do so, man. Because, like, you know, just people want to watch it, and you should want to be... Like, well, that sounds weird. You should want to be watched. But, like, make a name for yourself. Like, that's the best thing. Like,
playing in it pretty much.
Exactly, man. Like, some of them.
There's, like, eight guys that are probably going to win. Or could win.
The eight that you picked are probably the eight that I would pick, too.
You know, like, eight. I always say it's 8 to 10 guys. I would say even more this year. More people this year than previous years because of the randomness of the game and the goalies and all that stuff. So
there's 25 that are like, I could see him making it. Yeah, but then there's like 5 to 8 that are like, I can see them winning it. Yeah. Right? That's the difference, right?
So yeah, go cheer on Benny this week, Papa. I'll stream my games and
1 PM Eastern time, right?
1 PM Eastern, yep. Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah. So it could all be over for the boys here.
I would like to do maybe I'll do a watch. No, I don't even want to do a watch party. I like it. I like jumping around watching.
Just come sit in my Discord and listen to me bitch the whole game.
Yeah, that's probably the play. All right, fellas, another banger episode. We're 6 away from 100. We should all stream in costumes. Ooh. At 100.
Or no shirts on.
I am a couple weeks away from attempting that, my brother. Dude, did you see my Violent Gentleman haul, by the way? I ordered like a ton, bro. Yeah, first of all, their like clothing is like amazing quality. But some of their stuff, dude, their Buffalo Sabres one that they did was just so good. But anyways, that's a completely off topic. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.